We're in Hilchis Lulav and the Halachas of the Esrik, Simin Tofresh Mem Ches, Sivav will be doing Vav and Zayin. Niklaf HaKlipa HaChitzona Shelo. The very outer skin of the Esrig got peeled off. Now, this is referring to not the skin itself, but the outer coating, which is transparent, and it lost its shine. She'ena machasro, there's no real skin, there's no real flesh that's missing from the esrig. Elanisher yarakamel shuhu briyoso, it's still yellow. It means the yellow didn't come off, it's that shiny kind of coating that the esrig has that got peeled off. Imniklaf kulo pasul, it is only pasul if it got peeled off completely. And this is compared to the halacha in Treifis, that if an animal was skinned and there's no skin left whatsoever, then the animal is a treifa. In nishar mimenu kol shehu kasher, v'yeshomim shetzarek sheyishtar kesela. We have a machlokas. The first daya says that all you need is a kol shehu left over to save it, whereas others say that you need the amount of a coin, the size of a coin of a sela, in order for it to be kasher, as in treifas. Now the Mishtabura goes into first of all the question of what happens if a little bit of actual skin of the esrig came off with it, and there he reminds us that according to the daya, the first daya, at the beginning of the simin, that's called chaser kol shu, and it's pasul. We only relied on the other daya, that's machshir b'shas adchak. Now, second of all, what happens if you peeled it but the color changed? Now, this is already very common. You know, whenever you peel any fruit, then once it oxidizes, the fruit starts going brown. So the same thing here, a little bit of the peel of the esrig came off, and it starts going brown. What is its halacha then? So the Mishtabura says, if the majority of it of the esrig changed color, then it's pasul. If it changed in a few places, then it's still pasul, because we're going to learn later that there's a din of shinui mara, the beis v'gimel makonis, in two or three places, that it's pasul, because it's mechsi kemenumer, it looks spotted, and that's not called hadar. Also on the chotem, on the very top, it's bekol shehu, even a little bit, because that's so obvious, that pasul. These are the halachas that we're going to learn later in shinui mara. So this daya holds that if there was a shinui mara, that it's pasul. The Mishnah Brura, however, brings a daya that says that it's only if it turned into a mara pasul. Since we're later going to learn that brown is not a mara pasul, so according to that daya, if it was niklaf and the color changed and it turned brown, then it's going to be kosher. Even on the chotem, even if it's rubo, even if it's two or three places, doesn't make a difference. It's only if it actually turns black that it'll be pasul, because black is a mara that's pasul. Mishtabura says that b'shas atchak, you can rely on this, that if the color changed with a niklaf, that if the color it changed to is not a color that pasels an esrig, that it's going to be kosher. Siv Zayin, nitol dado. So we're all familiar with the term pitum of the esrig. Nitol dado means that the pitum broke off. So the halach is that it's pasel. However, we have a shayla of what exactly is the pitum. V'hu harosh hakotin sheshoshanto bo. That is that little piece of wood that the shoshanta sits on. The pitum is like a tea, or something of a mushroom. That means that it's got a straight piece of wood coming out of it, and on top of it there is this circular thing that sits on top of it horizontally. The circular thing is called the shoshanta. Which may be round. I mean, it may be a cylinder. It may be a ball. All depends on how it grew. So that part on top, that ball shaped piece on that sits on top of the wood, that is what's called the shoshanta. The part that supports the shoshanta, that piece of wood over there, this daya says that that's called nitol dado. That's when the pitum was taken, and that is pasul. The Taz explains this to mean that the wood that is inside the esrig, meaning the wood that protrudes above the level of the esrig, that already would go together with the shoshanta. What it means is that the wood beneath the level of the esrig, that you end up having a cavity and some of the wood in there broke off. Some hold that it's even on top, even above the level of the esrig, but so long as we're dealing with the vertical part before you get the ball on top of it. The Magid Mishnah hold, the Magid Avraham holds that the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that as long as you have a little bit above the level of the esrig, then that's kosher. So once again, this daya tells us that what's pshat nitol dado, the shoshanta is not called dado, it's not called the pitim. What's called the pitim that will passel an esrig is if that piece that comes up that supports the pitim, meaning the vertical part of the pitim, if that broke its passel, we have a machlokas how much of it does. La halacha, we're saying, you need a little bit above the level of the esrig. Says the Rama now, v'yesh machmirim im nitla shoshanta. Some are machmir that even the shoshanta itself, the ball that sits on top of that piece, if that's missing, that's also called nitla pitmaso. Dainu masha aron korim pitma, that we call the pitim. V'tov lahachmir b'mokim she'efshir. And one should be machmir wherever possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does this mean? That means that if you have two esrogim, one is more beautiful, but it's missing a shoshanta. The other one is less beautiful, but has a shoshanta, take the more beautiful one, without the shoshanta. Miulin yindina ein lifsol elim kein nitl hadad, aino eit sharosha pitma olof. Because the ikar adin is that it's only, that it's not the shoshanta, but it's the wood that supports the shoshanta that has to fall off in order for it to be pasul. The shoshanta itself is a nice chumra, but it doesn't override hider. V'chol zedavka shenitla. That's only, yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that if the shoshanta falls off and a little piece of the wood that was supporting the shoshanta as well, there you should be machmer, not use it. V'chol zedavka shenitla. Avalim lo hoya lo dadmi olam kosher. V'chein rova srogum ham shemevim b'mdinas elu. What if it never had a pitim? The way that happens is that in the early stages of growth, the pitim actually breaks off. You see, the blossom forms on the tree. The blossom then grows into a pitim. I mean, the blossom ends up being a pitim, just a pitim, with a flower growing around it. The leaves of the flower fall off. From the pitim, you have an esrig that grows under it. And then eventually, in most cases, the pitim dries up and falls off, and the esrig keeps growing. So something that where it lost its pitim in growing naturally, that's kosher. V'chein rov esrogim shem v'yim din yisaelu. Most of the esrogim that they bring here are that way. Now, how can you tell? So the Mishnah Berurah says it has a nice guma. It has a nice cavity where the pitim used to be. It is finished off in a way that you can see a finish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also points something out that's very important. He says, what happens if the cavity where the pitim used to be is very, very deep? It's got a hole in it. It goes all the way into the Chadrei Hazera to where the seeds are. Now, one would say, well, what's the problem? This is Mitchilas Biryaso. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. One of the halachas, the halach of Nitma Pitmasa was halach of Chaser. It's missing something. It fell off. If it's missing something that it never had, it's Kasher. That's not a Chaser. However, Nikev, a nekev, a hole passels, even if it was born that way. Therefore, if you notice that when you look at the cavity where the pitim used to be when it was growing, and you see that it's very deep, and there may be a hole that reaches actually the chamber where the seeds are, then the halach is that esrig is pasul midin nekev, even though midin nitla pitmaso it's kosher. So you have to be very careful, even though it grew that way. If it's got a hole that goes all the way in, it is puzzle. The question is how to inspect it without ruining your esrog.